Snake Island Ukrainian soldiers feared dead still alive, surrendered to Russian forces. By Paul Bois on March 1, 2022. The famous Ukrainian Snake Island soldiers who reportedly fought to the last man after telling a Russian warship to go FK yourself actually surrendered and were captured alive. During the invasion of Ukraine by Russia last week, a popular story that quickly went viral pertained to Snake Island and the 13 soldiers who valiantly fought and died there, as Breitbart News reported. However, the Ukrainian Navy confirmed on Monday the story was only partly true and had a very different ending to that first reported. "We are very happy to learn that our brothers are alive and well with them," the Ukrainian Navy said. Illegal capture of a civilian ship, a non-combatant without performing any military mission, is a violation of the rules and customs of war, international humanitarian law, the Ukrainian Navy added. "We demand from Russia the immediate release of illegally occupied citizens of Ukraine." The story went viral after the Ukrainian military lost contact with the Marines and border guards on Snake Island after a Russian attack decimated the island's infrastructure. Famed audio, released by Anton Harashenko, advisor to the Ukrainian Interior Minister, appeared to show a Russian warship threatening to bomb all the soldiers to Kingdom Come if they did not surrender. "This is a Russian warship," the Russian said in the audio. "I propose you lay down your weapons and surrender to avoid bloodshed and unnecessary victims. Otherwise, you will be bombed." "Russian warship, go fuck yourself," the Ukrainians replied. UPI reports Ukrainian officials also said members of a humanitarian mission sent to the island, after the soldiers were believed to be dead, were also illegally captured by Russian forces. The illegal seizure of a non-combatant civilian ship that did not carry out any military tasks is a violation of the rules and customs of war and international humanitarian law, the Ukrainian Navy said, according to a translation by Euronews.